That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, our guest, the ladies man from Saturday Night Live, of course, Tim Meadows is here. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
I was just thinking Tim's on a grind because obviously, the movie's coming out Friday, and he's doing the press junket, and he's probably not thrilled to be here, but that's okay. We don't really care.
But we're thrilled that he's here.
We're happy he's here, and
I'm happy to be here.
We know what it's like to, not that we're in any kind of demand, but on a smaller level, you know, go-kart tracks, through you opened a... You opened a Smart and Final Iris out in Conejo, I think it was a couple of weekends ago.
Yucaipa,
right. The point is you got to be a whole bunch of places you don't necessarily want to be, and then you got to act like you want to be there.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is you don't have to act like you want to be here on this
show.
Can I
just go to sleep in the corner?
Whatever you want. Fetal position. I'll wake you up during the commercials so you can break wind and have at yourself.
You don't have to wake me to do that.
Okay. All right. We're glad to have Tim. I guess Tim was in here...
8 months ago?
No. Was it longer?
Was it years?
Year and a half?
I think it's been a year plus. Yeah.
It's been about 2-3 years.
No. I think it can't be more than a year and a half, can it?
Who knows?
All right. Who cares? All right. Well, I'm not saying that as a slight to Tim. I just mean it's not interesting to the people who are listening, whether it's here 18 months or 22 months ago.
I don't care.
I know, neither do we. The ladies' man, which I always thought was a very funny character on Saturday Night Live, and one of the few, and I don't want to paint myself in the corner here, but Drew, as you know, I have no range as an actor and an impressionist.
Okay. Even more so, you have a dearth of good things to say about other comedians.
Well,
I mean, it's very rare that he says something positive about somebody,
I'm not going to say something positive about Tim Meadows, if that's where you think I'm going. What I was going to say is I do a small and mild impersonation of the ladies' man that I don't work on, but it happens to be when I have as Dennis Miller says, the range of a Daisy air rifle when it comes to acting and impersonations.
Is that the ladies' man? I thought it was Minka.
No, I do Minka, the number one Asian big boob porn queen, and I do Tom Vu, who used to sell real estate late night.
Who is also Minka.
Who does the same voice as Minka, and I do a little bit of Ladies Man, but I'm going to have to work it out before I...
got Bach Han like John McEnroe. That beat steps up, I'm smocking the hole.
Oh, yes, I do Tim the Russian rapper, too. I forgot about that. But no, I'm sorry, not Tim. Team. Which is totally different. I don't want to go down that road. All right, so thanks for coming in, Tim.
Thanks for having me.
And, you know, the ladies, man, the bits look good. I mean, the commercials I've seen look funny.
Yeah, we are very happy with the movie, and I feel like I've been answering these questions like for the past 2 weeks, so I'm going to try to make it different.
Now, you know what you should say?
The movie sucks?
No, but I was watching. I see everyone talk about their movies, and it's the same old rap, and they sound like a used car salesman after a while.
Yeah.
Say this. Go. Here's what I would say if I had a movie. Mm-hmm. I'd go, listen, this isn't the best movie that's ever come out. I'm not going to kid you. But on the other hand, I wouldn't say it was good if it wasn't. Yeah. This is my reputation. Yeah. This movie's funny.
Yeah, he has not much energy.
Oh, he does.
Way too much energy.
Yeah, that's way too much. It's too complicated.
You want to say ditto, then?
Yeah, I'll just repeat whatever you said. No, I'm very proud of the movie. I was very happy to get it made. And, you know, it's a really fun character to do. And people seem to like it a lot. And,
did Lorne Michaels come to you and say, let's do it?
He said, he asked me to write a script with the two guys I work with. And so we took a summer and wrote it, and they liked it, and they gave us very little money to make it, and that was it.
It seemed to me, and of course this was just watching the commercials, that it sort of seemed like the thing could stand on its own regardless of whether you're familiar with the character or not, which is, I think, some of the problems some of the other Saturday Night Live spinoff movies have had sometimes, which is the characters, you got to love them, and then they start to wear a little thin.
Yeah.
This guy seems kind of likable the way he is.
Yeah, he is likable, and I think part of the thing that makes him, you know, interesting to watch and you know, is that the fact that he is, you know, you don't know that much about him, you know, and we don't have, like, catchphrases, we don't have, you know, I think the Cavassi thing and whatever, you know, we don't have those things that easily bore
right.
The audience is watching it every week, you know. And this movie, you know, is, there's a lot of things you don't see in the sketches that we don't get time to do. You sort of learn more about what his life is like in Chicago and his radio show a lot like this. And
right.
He gives out his advice is not as good as the advice that you guys
give. Oh, that'll remain to be seen. All right, so again, coming out, The Ladies' Man coming out this Friday, and that would be the 13th, and we'll hop on the phones and speak to Joel. Joel? Joel? Did Joel hang up or just get off speakerphone? All right, good enough. Ian?
Yeah?
You're 14, what's up?
What up, first of all, what up to Mayonnaise, you rule?
That's my rap name, too.
That's my mayonnaise.
you totally rule, Adam. And what up to Brian L, too?
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. All right, I was fingering my girlfriend last Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
And,
Yeah, you're the lady fan.
Right.
And when I put my fingers out, there was blood all over them.
I see. And do you think you killed her?
Well, I don't know if she was screaming like I had, but...
Oh, please.
Oh, how dare you. And how old is she?
What? She's 14, too.
I see. All right, what do you think, Drew?
You don't... Is it possible that she was menstruating?
I asked her that. The phone screen asked me that, too, and she wasn't.
How do you know that?
What? Because she told me. I asked.
Yeah.
She had not been, but now she is.
Is she a virgin?
What? Yes.
Let me tell you about women in the vagina. All bets are off. Sometimes when they're not, you can, like, get them going, right? Can't you, like, kind of kickstart them a little bit?
Kickstart what?
Well, let's say their period.
Yeah, absolutely, again. Sexual stimulation can trigger periods in some women. And that's all he's got going.
Is that because that area becomes engorged with blood?
Yeah, so perhaps.
Really?
Bit, yeah. But
it was, like, a lot of blood.
That's fine. She started her period.
How big are your hands?
But they're just, like, normal size. They're not, like, Charles Barkley hands.
Oh, okay.
And you don't have any kind of Super Bowl or championship or graduation ring that you wear on the fingering hand?
No, not that night.
I see. No gaudy Liberace-esque type of jewelry?
Don't think so.
Okay.
Relax, Ian.
All right, Ian.
All right, yeah.
And maybe your could her hymen have broken?
No, because she's used dildos before, so.
I see. All right. 14.
And nice. Adam, also, my family is, like, part Amish, I guess, or something, but we haven't had cable for so long.
You sound Amish, just the way you use language, the way you treat women. That first thing occurred to me, I thought Amish. Yeah.
I thought...
His brother's name is Hezekiah.
I got to be honest, I thought Quaker.
They're
close.
No, I'm actually Christian, but I'm finally getting cable, and I'm getting the man show now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's on tonight.
Oh
great. Oh, thanks, Ian.
All right.
All right, I'll see you in hell. All right?
All right, see you when I get there.
All right. My family. First off, I picture part Amish. I picture a guy with just one big long pork chop sideburn down to his chin and no mustache and nothing on the other side. Part Amish. Like, we use a, and we don't use a horse-drawn carriage. We use a carriage, but it's got a Briggs & Stratton on it. Part Amish. Oh, his parents have to be disgusted. I wonder what man show's on tonight.
Oh, cut it out.
Sunday nights, everyone. Comedy Central. Heather?
Hey!
What's up?
I want to say hi to Tim Meadows.
Hi.
Hi. Here's my problem. I'm gay, and I recently met this guy, and he was into a lot of drugs before. So I started having a relationship with him, and I think he started to do drugs again because all his friends do drugs.
Mm-hmm. Well, people that are addicts don't suddenly stop being addicts. They don't. It's a disease, it's a progressive disease, and it doesn't remit without some kind of treatment. So while people can stop and start, there's always progression, there's always return. That's
okay,
where it is.
The thing is I don't even know why I'm attracted to him, because I mess around with a lot of guys, and I'm gay. I just don't understand why I'm attracted to guys still.
Well, I guess, just a guess.
I'm going to guess what Drew's guess is going to be. Dad?
Dad is an addict or alcoholic.
My dad's an alcoholic.
Right.
Amazing.
And that is what sort of helped fuel your sexual orientation.
Well, wait a minute. Something could have. What do you think? What do you think turned you into a lesbian, Heather?
I'm not exactly sure. At first, I always thought it was bi, and now I'm just gay. But I still mess around.
Were you sexually abused?
No.
Okay. It was that physically abusive?
No.
He's just a raging alcoholic.
Yeah. He drinks, but it's not like he's like hits me or anything.
But why do you figure you're you're lesbian and into men?
I don't let them do anything to me. I just do things to them. I don't understand why.
Hey, you got a sister?
No, I have an older brother.
Did anything ever happen to you beside alcoholic dad?
No.
You never raped?
No.
And you just do stuff to guys?
Yeah.
And you don't allow them to do anything to you?
I do sometimes. And with this guy I have, but I don't understand why.
Okay, hold on a second. What we got here is a full-blown lesbian who has sex with guys.
Right, right.
It's like, I love, you know, the thing that's funny about our show is everything unravels in due time, but it doesn't have to be that way. You know, it's like, I'm a lesbian, I really like this guy, well, I just do things with guys, I do stuff with them, I don't allow them to do things with me, except for most of them who end up doing stuff with me.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out the problem. Is there a problem in this?
I don't know. Heather?
Yes?
Yeah, what is the problem?
I don't know, because I don't know if I should be with him or not.
He's asking, why is she with guys?
Well, how old is he?
He's 17.
All right, and he's a drug addict?
He used to be.
There's no use to be a drug addict.
No.
He's a practicing addict again.
The thing is I smelled cigarette smoke on his jacket, and he's like, oh, I'm having problems at home again, so I started to smoke because it made me feel better. And I'm worried that if I do go out with him, because I don't want it to be like a sexual thing or me worried all the time that he's going to be out with his friends doing drugs.
All right.
Hey, listen, Heather, you ever heard of an organization called Al-Anon or Adult Children of Alcoholics?
Yeah.
Yeah, go just get some Al-Anon as you're about here. Because you're still affected by having the alcoholic dad. And it's causing you to make some unpleasant or unhealthy choices with your male partners. Whether or not what your sexual orientation is, I can't figure out. I mean, I'm completely confused, so it's no wonder you'd be confused, too.
Okay.
So just realize you're confused, you need a little Al-Anon, settle down.
And Heather?
And don't forget to see the ladies' man.
Yeah. That's coming out Friday. This Friday, all your troubles magically melt away, and your sexuality will come into focus.
All righty.
I guarantee
you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be firmly lesbian at that point.
You'll be digging a man with a fro. Is that a wig, by the way?
Yeah, it was.
But you could get that going, couldn't you?
Yeah. No, I couldn't.
You couldn't?
My hair would not stand up.
I could get that going.
You got it halfway right now.
How dare you. How dare you come in here.
Oh, look at your hair.
I really could do that. No problem.
No kidding. It's there now.
How dare you. Oh, my God. Billy D. Williams is coming in here tomorrow night.
Yeah, he's coming over.
Yeah.
What is he plugging?
He's plugging Ladies' Man.
Ladies' Man. Oh, I didn't know he was in the Ladies' Man.
Yeah.
I go, look at that.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, see, don't put him on the commercials.
Well, we're trying to save some of the, you know.
Oh, well, we just ruined it.
Best stuff for the movie.
Oh, look at that. How'd I miss it? Page 14, column 9. Right there in black. It's right there in small print. Well, Billy D. Williams. Okay. All right. Well, listen.
We're doing a different Ladies' Man movie.
So he's doing the musical. Whatever you don't get to tonight, we'll get to with Billy tomorrow. So no pressure.
Right. Good.
Billy, come in here and mop up as usual. Liz?
Hi.
You're 15. What's up?
How is everybody?
Good.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Actually, I don't really have a question about ecstasy. What causes insomnia, whatever?
Insomnia?
Lots of different things. So it's most often depression, particularly if it's associated with early awakening. Like you go to sleep and you wake up in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep. Adam, listen carefully.
Yeah, that's me.
I have that too.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially right now, I think it's because I'm doing so much junk.
So much drugs?
No, you have so much heroin, I can't sleep.
But there's stress, anxiety, all that figures into sleep.
Yeah.
Well, look at it this way. When you have a lot on your plate to wake up to the next day.
Your mind can spin with that.
Your mind will spin. Like when you're camping, you sleep pretty good because it's like, what are you going to do? I'm going to make huevos rancheros and whack off. you know what I mean?
Yeah, your camping trips are great.
Yeah. Good times. Not in that order. All right. Hey, Liz?
Yeah?
Well, there you go.
What are you experiencing?
It's like, okay, like I'll go to sleep like at 10, but I won't be able to fall asleep until like 3 in the morning.
and then I'll wake up at 5 and be just laying near my bed for like an hour.
Hmm.
Are you depressed?
I don't think so.
Anxious?
No.
You're not worried? You don't have troubles and worries?
You're not thinking about things all night?
Not really. I just lay there.
Well, they should have also medic evaluation. Thyroid disease can do this. Manicness? You know, being
yeah.
Manic,
don't you think, though, when people say, I get into bed at 10 o'clock and I lay there until 3 before I fall asleep, wouldn't you wager that somewhere in that 5 hours they're sleeping?
Yes. Most people, or...
They're not just staring at the ceiling for
right,
5 hours.
Or they're getting dysfunctional sleep.
Yeah.
They feel like they're awake the whole
time. That's
what I get.
Sleep. Yeah. I get dysfunctional sleep.
So she could have other sleep disorders. She could have obstructive sleep problems like you have when the nasal passages are obstructed.
Right. Right. Well, when you know, you got one foot in the grave, that's the way it works. But I saw my grandma today. Speaking of reasons not to sleep, she whipped out an article on sperm. Sperm dying in truckers because apparently too much time in the saddle.
Too much rattling?
Too much warmth down there. Your sack comes in about 94 degrees, whereas the rest of your body's at 98 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets between your legs for long periods of time.
Comes on up.
Yeah, comes on up. Thanks for that.
Very important.
Were you worried about you because you sit down a lot or you're a trucker?
I think... Speaking of balls, she likes to bust mine with
whatever
little tidbits of sexual information she knows that makes me uncomfortable. Vicky?
Yes?
You're 30. What's up?
I have a crush on somebody that's 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
Are you divorced?
Yes.
Recently divorced from a sort of abusive relationship?
No.
It was a beautiful relationship.
It was okay.
Why'd it end?
Just a bunch of little problems.
Like what?
Well, we were together for a long time. We were high school sweethearts and just wore out.
Who wore it out?
I think the both of us did.
Really? Somebody cheated?
No.
So it was a mutual thing?
Yes.
You both side to end it?
Yes.
And it was a very quiet ending, friendly ending?
Towards the end, it got a little rough.
A little rough.
Quiet. Fighting?
Well, he wanted to get back, and I didn't, and that type of thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And does he drink?
No.
We found that older women that tend to pick on much younger men oftentimes are sort of rebounding from a relationship that was unpleasant. And this is just sort of a non-threatening way to get involved with a male, just keep him around as sort of a toy.
Yeah, you get to have sex and have people give you attention, but there's no potential for a real relationship.
Well, I'm not really looking for a relationship.
That's the point. That's what we're saying.
All right. Well, good.
He may be, though, so be careful. He's 18.
18-year-old guys are weird.
18 is a lot different than 22, by the way.
Think about if you were 18 and hooked up some 30-year-old.
You could be harming him, right, Vicky?
Well, we haven't gone out or anything.
No, it could be harmful to him if he gets really attached to her and she just doesn't give a damn.
Yeah. And he's going to come over like 4 in the morning drunk on wine coolers and do a Brody on your lawn with his moped. I know how these 18-year-olds are. I was 18 once.
Okay.
And so are you having...
Demand to get his mitt back.
You're not...
Catcher's mitt.
Oh, how dare you. Are you having... You're not dating him yet.
I'm not dating anyone, no.
That's good.
But you want to date him.
I don't want to date him. I just want
to... Have sex with him?
Yeah.
And what is your relationship with him?
I don't want to say because he may be listening. I don't want to say, but I see him a couple of times a week.
Pool man?
No.
Well, she don't have a pool. She's lucky if her apartment has a pool.
You're in a position of authority over him, are you?
No.
Okay.
Well, listen, every 30-year-old woman's in a position of authority over an 18-year-old.
Formally, in an employment situation.
All right. But really, I got to know what this guy. You see him a couple days a week. You don't?
Yes.
Do you have any kids?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. And you show up somewhere where he's at
twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So some kind of
3 times a week. Yes.
3 times.
Yeah. Do you work out where you work out?
Yeah, sort of.
He works out where you work. Oh, he works where you work out.
Training.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Training. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Nice. Yeah, he's gonna get you back in shape. You know, you're on the open market. build your confidence up, whether it's through the weights or through the fleshy barbell, as Drew likes to call it, when we're off the air, of course. Hi, Vicky. Well, listen, you know, have fun. What do you care?
So it's not, you know, against the law. I won't go to jail.
No, you'll be fine. I mean, you know, in, as far as in terms of God, sure, you'll be punished, but not in the eyes of the law. See you in hell, too, Vicky.
Thank you.
Hey, Vicky, listen. Let me give you a little prediction.
Okay.
I bet you may get back together with this guy of yours.
The husband?
Yeah.
Karnak.
Why? It's a possibility. It always happens that way. They'll only get back together for about 6 months, but they might get back together again.
Yeah.
Here's my point. Do not tell him you banged around with the spotter at the gym. You understand?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right? Fine. All right. Good times there. Tim Meadows is our guest tonight. Of course, the ladies' man coming out this Friday.
Thank you.
Then the real ladies' man, Billy B. Williams, will be in here on tomorrow night. Well, it's a short 23 and a half hours away. You can make it. And my neighbor, John Cryer, will be in here later on in the week. I think I'm going to actually pick
the volleyball team coming in, too.
Oh, the gold medal beach volleyball guys?
Yeah.
Oh, that is nice. All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll talk to Stephanie. She's 22. She's pregnant, doesn't know who the father is. And when they say that, they don't mean like when I say to you, when you act that way, it's like I don't even know you, man.
No, they mean like there's a few
candidates. Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. All right. I got it. After this. This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on Zone 105.
Anticipation, wanting, mysterious, desire, fantasizing, playful, flirtatious, stimulating, addictive, intimate, inviting, tender, sensual, erotic, exotic, temptation, tantalizing, sultry, seductive, sexy, hot, exciting, fun, heart pounding, breathtaking, ecstasy, Texas style couch dancing, exclusively at Deja Vu, 315 Washington Avenue North, in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it.
Does it keep your beat? Does it sing your song? Does it shake when you shake and groove when you groove? Does your haircut fit you? At Great Clips, we think your haircut says a lot about who you are. Your taste, your image, your style. That's why every Great Clips stylist receives ongoing postgraduate instruction at the Great Clips Advanced Training Center. It's where they keep current on all the latest trends, hottest styles, and newest techniques. And it's also where they learn how to ask the right questions and listen to what you have to say. So no matter which Great Clips you visit or which stylist cuts your hair, you can always count on a haircut that plays your tune. And that's a guarantee. Great Clips. Guaranteed satisfaction, guaranteed style.
Help Great Clips help kids with cancer October 14th through the 20th. Part of the proceeds from each haircut and perm supports children's hospitals and clinics. Help us reach our cut-a-thon goal of $30,000 for the kids.
Do you feel like your career has gone offline? Well, get back online and on track for success through one of the high-tech programs at the Minnesota School of Business. Call 651-229-3600 and log on to a program in software development, network support, network systems engineer, or harness the power of the World Wide Web through our e-commerce program. And now you can even take some courses online. Minnesota is a leader in technology, and the demand for trained professionals in these fields is reaching all-time highs. Let the Minnesota School of Business be your gateway to success. Give us a call at 651-229-3600 or check out our website at www.msbcollege.com. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Call 651-229-3600. 651-229-3600. The Minnesota School of Business. A world of opportunity awaits you.
W-A-R-B-Y-S. W-R-B-Radio.
The adult
contemporary station for contemporary adults. Today's show, Hot Stuff with Chef Tony, sponsored by Arby's new Spicy Bacon and Jack. It's Chef Tony. Let's get spicy. Here's Arby's sandwich chef, Kara.
Hi, Tony. Arby's Spicy Bacon and Jack starts with juicy roast beef.
Ooh, I like roast beef.
Yeah, or chicken.
Ooh, I like chicken. But when are we going to get spicy?
Tony, keep your mind on the food. Seriously, I'm adding zesty pepper jack cheese, thick-cut pepper bacon, and ooh-la-la spicy sweet pepper sauce.
That's hotter than a pepper with a sunburn. Hotter than a picnic on the sun. Hotter than...
It's not that hot, Tony. Try it yourself.
Mmm. Oh. Want to make this at home? Sorry, no can do. So go to Arby's, buy a spicy bacon and jack. And remember, let's get spicy. Arby's new spicy bacon and jack at participating Arby's for a limited time. Satisfy your grown-up taste.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. Semisonic took a brief hiatus recently from recording sessions. The group left the studio for three festival shows in the UK and, of course, the appearance at the Minnesota State Fair. For vocalist Dan Wilson, playing the fair was a chance to fulfill an ambition he had as a kid. The shows also gave Semisonic a chance to road test some of their new material. The group have reconvened in the studio after the brief outing and are entering the home stretch of their still untitled next effort. Semisonic plans to have the album in stores by March 2001. The Zone Files, brought to you by Vizzy.com, because your business is online, and alternative classics, Zone 105. Large bands, small clubs, big mystery. The Miller Genuine Draft Blind Date is back. This time, you can win a trip or two to the MGD Blind Date in San Francisco. Zone 105 will be at clubs all over the Twin Cities, so keep listening to Zone 105 for details on where to register and when. Check out our website at zone105.com, bro, for more details on where to go to enter. The MGD Blind Date, the Miller Genuine Draft, and alternative classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tim Meadows is our guest tonight.
Howdy.
Nine long, grueling, arduous, in the dentist chair, getting root canal seasons on Saturday Night Live, and now with his first big breakout movie. The Ladies' Man, coming out this Friday. And, again, Billy D. Williams will be in here tomorrow night to talk about The Ladies' Man as well. Well, we won't talk too much about tonight other than to say it's funny, and it's coming out this Friday the 13th. There you have it. Hey, are you going back Saturday Night Live?
No, I did my. I think I did my actual official last one yesterday in New York, and just came on and did Ladies' Man on Weekend Update, and that was pretty much it.
And that's it.
I think I think I might be there this week, but I'm done. I'm doing a Michael Richards show.
Right. And who's gonna who's doing the news on Saturday Night Live now?
Tina Fey and Jimmy Fallon.
Well, they gotta. Oh, they're gonna go back to like the Jane Curtin, Dan Aykroyd sort of thing.
Yeah. Right. They did the first one last night. It was pretty. It turned out good. It was a lot of nervous energy. You know.
But they
were funny, and I was really proud of Tina because she, you know, Jimmy's been on camera a lot before, so he's sort of used to it, but she was out there for the first time. She's a former head writer at the show.
Now she's in front of the camera. Yeah, I always I enjoy the news on that show, regardless of who they have on there, because I like the jokes.
Uh-huh.
I like the writing. I like Norm Macdonald a lot, but I liked all of them a lot.
Yeah, I did too. I like Norm. Norm and Colin, I thought, were both great.
I thought Colin was great too.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't seem like a newsman at all. He seemed like a teamster.
He seemed like a guy who took over a news. He like broke in and started doing the news.
Yeah,
like he threatened somebody.
Right, like one of his buddies from Long Island had a gun to the cameraman's head, like up in the booth, like to the director's head, going, "Keep it rolling, wise guy." He wants to talk to his girlfriend. Keep it rolling. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
But even
if he doesn't seem to have that demeanor, the material was still really funny.
It's funny because Colin is smart. He's a smart dude, and he keeps up on in politics and all that stuff. And you know, he really enjoyed doing it. He likes being a pit, you know, being an opinionated dude.
Right, in a place where he can express.
Listen, I just flew in.
Yeah, I understand. No, that's why Drew likes this show, because he has opinions, and he likes to keep them to himself and hear me blabber about high school. And I would say my parents, right, Drew?
That's why this show is
tailor-made for you. You have opinions that are your opinions, that you keep to yourself. Thank you. Stephanie?
Your personal opinion.
Your personal opinion. The word personal is right in there. All right. Go ahead.
Stephanie.
You're 22.
Well, basically what happened was I ended up in a situation where a couple weeks ago I found out I was pregnant. And it wasn't a planned thing. It's just an accident.
Who's the guy?
there's no specific guy.
You don't, okay, so is this, you
hard to understand that one.
Yeah. How many guys?
A couple of different guys.
Couple of guys.
Yeah.
Two guys.
Yeah.
Two?
Huh?
Two guys?
Yeah, two. But.
Yeah?
Neither one of them was serious.
Okay. I see. And, any what were their nationalities?
Both of them were white.
I see. Well, that'll make it easy. And,
actually, I'm black.
Oh, you're black?
Yeah.
Well, either way, you're going mulatto, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so now, what do you want to do?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
How far along are you?
In 8 weeks.
Oh, my.
8.5 weeks.
And, you're just sleeping with these two guys, but you weren't serious about them at all?
I'm in college. I was just like, you know, like, we go out on the weekends and mess around and we have fun, like me and my girlfriend. I was on the pill, and I didn't think this would ever happen to me.
You took the pill properly?
Yeah, I was living in Great Britain for a year, and I was still on the same pills I was taking when I was over there. I got off them, and I was going to try new ones, but I was still on them I don't know. It's all but confusing.
You weren't taking them properly.
What kind of college are you going to, by the way?
It's not a community college. It's a real university.
Really?
Yeah, I'm about to get my degree, actually.
San Diego State?
No.
Northridge?
No, in Arizona.
Arizona. Oh, damn, if you just give me another heartbeat, I was going to get to Arizona. Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, that's not a real college. That's a four-year junior college.
No.
I should go around and make a list of the junior. I know San Diego State is not a real college. It's a four-year junior college. And there's many schools in Arizona that it fall under that heading as well. I knew there was something going on. So listen, Stephanie.
I'm not a stupid girl.
No, I wasn't implying that you were.
I'm not a stupid person.
Okay, now listen to me. What are you going to do with this kid?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. It's like I think about it, and I think, I mean, I've been putting off a lot of stuff. I'm about to get my degree. I've got job offers. I can go and teach in different countries. You know, I could go back to Great Britain, or I could go and teach in France or Japan, and, I mean, those are the type of things I wanted to do my whole life.
Right. I remember when I was getting out of junior college.
Stephanie, you can always give the child up for adoption. Somebody who's ready to raise a child. Lots of people out there ready for that.
What are the mulatto kids go for?
It would be a decision made on the best interest of the child.
I know it wouldn't. But then there's like just the conflict with my family is that they would want the baby if I were going to give it up.
It's not their baby.
I know, but that's...
All right, well, what about an abortion?
My parents want me to do that, and they're giving me the money to do it.
Oh, they're supportive of you.
That's nice. All right, go with the abortion.
That's so easy for you to say, but it's not. I mean, I saw my baby on the screen, and I saw its heart beating.
All right. Okay, you're right. But go for the abortion. No?
It's so hard.
Okay. Listen, you got two choices. You got adoption or abortion. And either way, you got to make the decision soon.
I know I'm supposed to get it done this weekend, but I don't know if I can do it.
Mm. All right. Well, then go adoption. Well, what about adoption? Now, what about the obligation to tell the biological dads, if any? And listen, I don't really care about guys. I know I'm a guy, but I don't like them.
I kind of refer to a family law person that wants to make commentary on some of the stuff like this that we come up, they actually give a phone number we can call in, a family lawyer. These kinds
what,
of questions.
10 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? All lawyers are drunk after 10.
Yeah, she may be drunk, but she gives good advice.
Oh, right? Is she?
Yeah.
Lesbian.
But listen, one thing that Stephanie needs to do is make sure she gets proper support and talk to people who can help counsel her through this.
Yes.
Because it sounds like she's trying to go this alone, and that she's going to have a very unhappy time of this. Even if she has the abortion and thinks that things are sort of, she's washed her hands of this, I predict she'll have a lot of mood problems as a result.
All right. Well, who are we going to talk to? I don't want to.
You know what'll cheer her up, though, is if she goes see a movie.
Called The Ladies' Man?
Whatever. I don't care.
Wait a minute. Yeah, hold on a second. Stephanie?
Gone.
No, it's not there. Let's say the black woman, Billy Dee Williams, in this. You know, they all they love Billy Dee. Hey, I know this may be a little upsetting, but in terms of adoption, how do you think it goes racially? You know what I mean?
No.
You figure the whites are on top, right?
They're
going the most.
I think most people who want to adopt
go
adopt.
Not, you don't think?
In fact, I was just talking to a woman.
Is that a bounty on like Asian kids or? Like,
no, the pilot they with Kennedy, where this woman that set up adoptions, and she was saying that. People that love children want to adopt them, want a child.
What about boys and girls?
Not in this country.
Doesn't make a difference?
No.
You know what I'm saying? You don't think more people want to adopt a male, let's say, than a female?
I think people who want to adopt want a child, period.
Really?
Yeah.
I want a car, but I mean, I don't really want to kick a tire and look around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? No?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're going with?
That's what someone was saying.
You don't want to give me like an order?
Listen, she was clarifying that. She said she finds that people want a child.
Hypothetically, who, like Korean, Mexican, who'd be hot?
Who's better?
Kim, what do you think?
In your world, what is it for you?
I'm just curious.
I have no idea. I would imagine that.
Work that list out.
Yeah, I have no idea.
All right.
Who's the best human being? Let me see.
Well, Drew was saying a mix, you know, like mutts make the best dogs.
Yeah.
Saying the same with people, too.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mary?
Genetic diversity is the...
Well, it's true. I mean, look at animals that were like Cocker Spaniels and stuff that get inbred too long. They're really a mess.
Yeah.
The best ones are the ones got a little everything in them.
Yeah.
That's why all those... You know, how come whenever those hot... You know, there's those really hot chicks, and you always go... Hey, what's your nationality? And they never go, Irish. They go, my dad is Portuguese, and he's got some Italian. And my mother, now they always weave a little Indian in there. My mother is black, and she's Mexican, and she's Taiwanese,
Cherokee.
And she's got a little Cherokee blood. And whatever it is, it works. So they got like 15 things going on, but they never just give you a one. Claudia Schiffer's the only good-looking woman. It's just one. All the red
What's her one? What's her one?
Is she German and Irish? She's not just German?
No.
All right, well, there you go. She's half and half. But every time a beautiful woman comes in here and we ask her what her nationality is, she gives at least 15 ingredients and then slips in a little Indian thing. That's where she gets her tenacity. I'm 1,000,000 Chippewa. That's what gives me my tenacity.
I'm not fat.
All right, where the hell are we?
Number one. Oriental Big Boob Queen.
Yeah, that's Minka. You got to get into Minka. Are you into Minka at all? Minka is a beautiful-looking Asian porn queen with huge breasts.
Uh-huh.
And you know, the reason guys are so into Minka is because she's skinny, but she has big boobs. It was great. You know why men like me? No. I'm skinny, and I have big boobs. I see. And is that what makes you the number three Asian big boob? No! I'm number one Asian big boob queen. Number one? Yes, number one Asian big boob queen. Okay.
The plastic surgeon was impressed.
Oh, you know why I have big boobs?
Why?
My plastic surgeon, he told me I have thick skin. You have thick skin? Yeah, my skin thicker.
You mean like you mean emotionally? No. You mean it doesn't matter what people say about you? No, my skinny sticker. I can have bigger boobs. Really, Minka? And
very interested in money, though. Yes.
No, I don't care about money. Me don't care about money. Me have plenty of money. Me don't need money. Me want to be on Man Show. Me don't care about money. That's $150. I swear to Christ. I talked to her at a strip club for like an hour. She told me she didn't like money 700 times, and at the end of the night, she's like, $200. I'm like, Minka, you said you didn't like what you think I put in the gas tank of the car. You... I gotta live. Yeah, it's funny. It's funny when people give you like, dude, like, for, I swear to God, she said she wasn't interested in money 100 times, okay, over the course of 2 hours. And then when I started questioning her, how am I supposed to live? I pay rent. I was like, okay, I'll give you the money, but what, which is it? Oh, she's so. Her knee is like a switchblade. But her knee and it punctured my scrotum sack. She was so tough. Oh, my God. Oh, it was great. Oh, we got to get Minka on this show. Man, we got to get... I think I got her card or something. We got to get Minka.
If she's anything like you portray her, we must have her. Yes.
You wait till you meet Minka.
She's skinny. She's not fast.
She's not fast. She's skinny. And she had big boob. She's like, oh, Minka, let me grab a pad and pencil. That's what... So you're saying guys... Now, I always thought guys dug a, big lard ass who was flat-chested. But you're saying no? You said a guy like a, skinny with the big boobs. Oh, man. Man, I was like 180 degrees off my whole life. I thought guys a big, wide ass and a totally flat chest, but you say no. I don't believe you. And then Tim, she tells me, she got into, it's like, how did you get into the porn? My tennis coach. Like, huh? I come here, I be a professional tennis player. And one day my coach, he pulled me aside, he said, Minka, you get into porno, you get into adult movie. I thought, wow, you must be one hell of a tennis player. And you know, like when people tell you stories that you don't have the energy to pursue, like you go, oh, yeah, sure, you tennis coach. Sure. If I had a nickel for every time I heard the old tennis coach got me into porn store, I'd be a rich man now. You know, we gotta get Minka in here. We gotta, yeah.
Maybe. She is anything like that.
Oh, she is more. I guarantee
skinny,
it.
Not fat.
You've seen the pictures. Number one, Asian big boob queen. Korean, by the way, not the Japanese. It's the trade. The poor trade magazines would make her out to be. All right, we'll get ourselves take ourselves a little break. Tim Meadows, the latest man, is our guest tonight. Movie's coming out this Friday. And we'll be back after this. This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
If you are driven to be the best and want to be paid the best, ABC Radio Sales wants to talk with you about your future now. ABC Radio's business is helping local businesses achieve and exceed their goals, and our sales department has an amazing track record. If you are a commissioned salesperson seeking an opportunity to make an unlimited income with a company recognized for excellence and success, your time is now. Only qualified candidates will be interviewed. If you are interested in joining the ABC Radio Sales team, please see this station's website for more information. ABC Radio is an equal opportunity employer.
Until now, if you thought you might be pregnant, you'd have to do the wait and see pregnancy test. You know, wait till you're late, then see if you're pregnant. Now you can find out before you're late with the First Response Early Results Pregnancy Test. Based on product instructions, it can be used 4 days earlier than any other at-home test.
Use as directed. See your doctor as recommended.
No more wait and see.
Find out first with First Response.
It has got to be the sexiest new show out there.
Women everywhere talking about the hit new Showtime original series, Soul Food. They're talking about the drama.
Yes, it's hot.
Joe is off the hook.
It really grabbed you.
The passion.
Now that was a kiss. The love scenes were hot. I'm dying to see what happens next.
And the men.
Those guys are so fun.
Damon definitely got my attention.
Make a date with Soul Food Wednesday, 10 sharp, 9 central, only on Showtime.
My Wednesday nights are booked.
You've been down to Chewy's in Burnsville for Tuesdays at Chewy's yet? Every Tuesday at Chewy's, you can choose the one on selected beer from 7 to close. And meet Shelley Miller at Chewy's from 8 to 10. Listen to alternative classics and win great prizes, including tickets to Go-Kart Indoors. Win tickets to ride the only alive and drive indoor go-kart racing track in the Midwest, open to the public. Pro-Kart Indoors. Plus, Chewy's will give you $1 off appetizers if you present your ticket stub. Chewy's offers great deals during the rest of the week, too. Like all-you-can-eat crab legs on Mondays from 5 to 9. 25-cent wings every Wednesday and fajitas and margaritas every Friday. For you rockers, Thursday is Rock Night at Chewy's. And if you're in the mood for the blues, come down to Chewy's for live blues bands on Saturday nights with no cover charge. Chewy's also has great burgers and awesome appetizer menu and full tables and dartboards if you're in the mood to play. Now listen to this. Chewy's has expanded. Chewy's is looking for full-time and part-time bartenders, servers, chefs, kitchen managers, and DJs. Chewy's offers flexible schedules, employee meals, and health benefits to full-time employees. Call 612-894-7022 for more details. Chewy's is located 2 miles west of Highway 35W on Highway 13. That number again, 894-7022. Chewy's, join in.
Hey, yo, Big Tobacco. We're a couple members from Target Market.
And we wanted you to hear something.
This is what they call a paper shredder. They run about $20. Not a bad investment, considering it probably could have saved you billions and billions of dollars.
You know what we're talking about. All those secret documents written by you guys that prove you were targeting underage smokers. Like this one right here.
Go for it.
What we are trying to do is associate Marlboro with activities which are favored by young people. This means sports and music.
Groovy, Big Tobacco. Hey, here's another good one from Marlboro.
Comic strip copy might get a higher readership among young people.
You guys think we're so stupid, but I don't recall having my butt hauled into court lately.
Right, and by the way, we posted more of these secret documents on the internet at tmvoice.com.
I bet this paper shredder's sounding pretty sweet right now. Someone get my report card.
When I was sure my family was okay, I went out looking for my customers to see if they needed help.
On a Sunday in January, a tornado hit Jackson, Tennessee. Bill Page, an Allstate agent, was there.
You can always buy insurance. Everywhere you turn, there's someone who'll tell you how easy it is to save a dollar. But what happens when the sky starts falling and you need help? People who buy insurance without an agent, for instance, who goes out looking for them?
Some kind of insurance is always available, some just over the phone. Bill Page is available face-to-face. His office is open weekdays till 6, Saturdays till 1. And Bill's office can discuss your policy and start your claim 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And like Bill Page, most of our agents' offices are ready for your call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Carolla is Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tim Meadows is our guest tonight, the ladies' man.
Hello.
Coming out this Friday. Let's see if we can, since the ladies' man does a radio show, let's see if we can find a call that doesn't have to do with anal rape or, let's say, herpes or maybe even abortion. Maybe we find that there's something mellow in there, Drew. And
right now?
Yeah.
We'll just read that one.
All right. Peed on boyfriend last time they had sex. That sounds pretty good for the ladies, man.
This is this one.
Should she dump boyfriend of 7 months for new guy she likes? I kind of like the urination one myself.
All right, go ahead.
You think those are two choices? All right. I'd like to welcome the show guest sex expert, Leon Phelps, the ladies' man.
Yeah, what's happening? It's good to be here.
Good to have you, Leon.
Of course, this is a nice radio station you guys have here.
I'm sure it's similar to the facility you work out.
No, it's not. It's a lot bigger.
Oh, this is nicer.
Yeah, this is nice.
No,
they have microphones.
No, they have microphones.
No, they use a cup with the bottom cut out of it over there.
Ah.
We've picked up your show on the satellite a few times, and it's It's solid. I do enjoy it.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, a lot of people have said to me that they compare us to each other, which I do not appreciate, because on my show is basically me doing the advice.
Right.
I don't have some guy sitting next to me being funny.
Right, I understand.
And so it's not. We should talk about paychecks too.
Yeah, we should.
I think some of you guys, somebody is overpaid, and it's not Leon Phelps.
It's not Leon Phelps.
I have never compared himself to me. You see?
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see.
You saying the funny guy is going to overpay?
That's right. How dare you, Mary?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up? You're up with Adam, Dr. Drew, and guest advice person Leon Phelps.
Well, hi, how are you? Well, I have a question for you. It's that, well, I've been going out with my boyfriend for about 8 months, and the first time we actually had sex, I urinated on him during the process of having sex, and it's happened a couple times afterwards, and I was wondering why is it and what could I contain myself? How
is it the point of orgasm, or is it just...
Well, if he's going to smoke, that's what you do. I mean,
It's during intercourse.
But not during orgasm.
No, not during orgasm. It's during intercourse.
Leon, has this ever happened to you during a lovemaking act?
Well, it has happened to me where I had to leave the room to go and use the bathroom.
But you never had one of your ladies urinate on you during the lovemaking act?
Not that I can remember. I go to sleep directly after I have sex, so if there's any going on, I do not know about it.
I see. And also, as Leon was telling me off the air, that is extra. If that's the kind of thing you want.
Mary?
Okay.
So are you sure it's urine and not female ejaculate?
Oh, no. I'm positive it's urine because, I mean, there's a large amount of it.
That doesn't mean it. Listen, some women just have a large amount of fluid that they emit.
But out of the course of 8 months, it's only happened 3 times during...
And that's sort of typical of female ejaculation.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, urinating. It's usually during orgasm.
All right, well, let's say it is urine. Then how's your guy about it?
Well, actually, he's pretty cool about it. It doesn't gross him out or anything. He's curious
about it. The guys are sort of proud of themselves. They produce something.
In what position are you sitting when this happened?
Excuse me? Oh, I'm on top.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's a myth.
Yeah.
That's pretty myth.
Yeah.
He's going to have to get some sort of gutter system worked out on his belly.
Yeah.
All right. Mary, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, it usually leads to better orgasms when I...
Well, yes, of course it would.
Hey, Mary. Yeah, well, what if you weren't on top? Would you still have the urination with the orgasm?
Like I said, in the course of 8 months, it's happened 3 times, and twice I think I've been on top and once on bottom.
All right. Let's see if you can stay on the bottom.
All right.
Could you do that? I mean, he doesn't care either, right?
No, it's just curiosity why it happens.
Right, and urine
is probably just a jacket.
Urine is sterile, right, Drew?
Yeah.
I'm going to show the vagina.
To the ladies' man?
To the ladies' man.
Yeah.
And because he claims to be an expert on women, but I bet he doesn't know many parts of the vagina. I'm going to show him the anatomy.
Well, you can point at the parts and
What would you call that? Let's say right at the top. Let's just start from the top there.
That is the mountain.
No,
the mountain.
No, go away.
And there's a crevice that you go into.
No, that's called prepuse.
Oh.
There. Okay.
Yeah, prepuse.
And then down a little bit lower. Like, what's that crater right there? What is that? Do you know what that is?
Well, listen, I've never been down this close before. Usually I'm on top and I just do my business and grab the money on the table and walk out.
Right, so you never actually... Now, what about this region down... down below the vagina, that other, what looks to be like a smaller vagina underneath the vagina. Drew, what is that secondary vagina for? I'm no gynecologist, but I know you don't need two vaginas. What would the lower vagina be that seems to be a smaller one that's a couple inches under the existing vagina?
From this position, it looks like the butt, but I am not sure.
Oh, that's not an auxiliary vagina?
No, I don't think so.
That's a drain.
What comes out of there?
Well, you heard this woman talking about the fluid.
Oh, that's the flow of a drain?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
You ever plugged any drains, Drew?
No.
No.
Yes, I have.
All right. Oh, the ladies' man. God bless you. What a genius he is.
Listen, can I take that book with me when the show is over? Because the limo, it's a long ride back.
45 minutes.
Yeah, I can take it myself a couple times.
Nothing more turn on than a cross-section of the female pelvis.
Yeah. Why waste that partition?
A sagittal section of pelvis.
All right, let's talk to Emily. Emily?
Hi.
You're 18. What's up?
I've been going out with my boyfriend for 7 months, and I've been talking to this new guy, and I'm having strong feelings for him.
Mm-hmm. Where's the new guy?
I met him in one of my classes.
How old is he?
17.
And how long have you known your boyfriend?
7 months.
And is the new guy, does your boyfriend and the new guy both go to the same school?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
They know each other.
Why don't you break up with your boyfriend since you really don't want to have a boyfriend right now? At least not that boyfriend. Just get that over with.
Well, it's hard because, him and I get along really well.
Yeah, but listen, think what you're going to do to him if you jump ship onto somebody else. That's not fair.
Especially a guy he knows.
Yeah.
That's not right.
You're not interested in that guy, right? I mean, you get along well, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't make a difference. You're not into him.
Yeah, not right now. Not at this point in your life. It's okay.
What if I do this and break up with my boyfriend I'm with now and try to get this new guy in? Because he seems like he likes me. I mean, it seems pretty mutual.
It may not work out, but just at least give your current boyfriend the dignity of letting the relationship end before you carry on with someone else.
And listen, you know, it's funny. Women treat boyfriends like jobs. You know what I mean? Where guys with the jobs, it's like, yeah, I got this gig. Well, I can't quit because I don't have anything else lined up right now. And I can't afford to go a couple months. I won't be able to make rent. What is that? I mean, I understand what it is. But, I mean, if you don't like this guy, break up. And if the things work out with the new guy, fine. And if they don't, all right, you don't have a boyfriend for 10 minutes. You'll make it.
Big deal, yeah.
You always get the old boyfriend back, too.
That's true, too.
You really want to be slick.
Very, very, very wise. And Tim Meadows is our guest tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is your radio.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
You gotta come here.
Yes, master.
Boo! Wow. You know what time of year it is, don't you? It's time to get to the Fun Shop, your one-stop shop for all your Halloween gear.
Oh, yes.
The Fun Shop has hundreds of costumes for the young Disney characters. Pokemon! You like Pokemon, don't you, Ian?
I love Pikachu.
Plus X-Men, the Powerpuff Girls.
I can too.
Oh, yes, and for adults, inflatable sumo suits and the Back to 70s look.
Yes.
They've got everything. Wigs, masks, hats, props, makeup too. Not supermarket stuff either. The real McCoy, like the Hollywood professionals you.
Oh, I love the Fun Shop.
Igor, you can even rent a fog machine and haunt your own house.
Oh, yes, master.
Great prices on black lights, strobe lights, scary music and more. Come have fun at the Fun Shop.
The Fun Shop in Southdale, Burnsville Center, Norwood, Mall of America, and our newest location in Maplewood. Or shop online at funshop.com.
Boy, had 8 long years, man. Time flies when you're having fun. Yeah, might be a good time to clean out the old desk for Al or George W. or Pee Wee freaking Herman for all I care. I just want to get a nut. Hey, here's something for the Presidential Library from Sex World. It's the February issue of Cherry Poppin' Mama's. Ooh, boy. Yeah, I hope we got some videos here, too, from Sex World. Look, backdoor stuff. Ooh, baby. Jeez, this girl reminds me of the American people when she bends over like that. Oh, here's my favorite, a strap-on vibrator. Check this out. I'll flip it over my head and do my Richard Nixon impersonation. Check this out. Oh, I am not a crook. The chicks dig that gag. Oh, here we got some condoms and some lube. And, oh, man, a whole drawer full of whips and chains. I feel your pain.
No. This election year, cast your vote for Sex World. Because if you're going to get screwed, you may as well enjoy it. Sex World, 241 Washington Avenue North, downtown Minneapolis.
Winter in Minnesota sneaks up on you before you know it. If you're into motorsports, you know you've got to buy before the snow flies. Now's the time to get hot deals on snowmobiles and ATVs at Maverick Motorsports in White Bear Lake. Maverick has the best selection of motorcycles, ATVs, and snowmobiles from names like Polaris, Yamaha, Ski-Doo, and Articat. Whether you're buying or selling, you don't have to waste your weekends on one ad. Maverick Motorsports will sell your vehicle for just $150, and you don't have to pay until it sells or when you retrieve it. Thinking of selling your motorcycle? Don't put it in your shed for another another winner. Bring it to Maverick Motorsports and let them do the work for you. It costs less per week than any newspaper ad, and there's no waiting for appointments that don't show up. Maverick Motorsports is the selection of a dealer, but the price is a private party sale. For more information, go online to maverickmotorsports.com or call 651-766-5229. Again, that's 651-766-5229. Maverick Motorsports is conveniently located just off Highway 694 and Highway 61 in White Bear Lake.
Time up for the weekly planner. Come on down for Tuesdays at 2 Eats. Every Tuesday, join Shelly Miller and 2 Eats for 2-for-1 drink specials. Register to win great prizes, including tickets to the only Alive and Drive indoor go-kart racing track in the Midwest. Pro Kart Indoors. 2 Eats located 2 miles west of Highway 35W on Highway 13. Call 612-894-7022 for more details. Go local in Acapulco with Bianchi Rossi Tours for the ultimate spring break vacation. Call Bianchi Rossi Tours at 1-800-875-4525. McDonald's has 2 tasty, new, and improved chicken sandwiches. Come in and try a crispy chicken sandwich or a chicken McGrill sandwich today. McDonald's, they love to see you smile. Costco's huge fall sale is going on now. Hundreds and hundreds of fine wines on sale at half price. Costco's downtown Minneapolis, Minnetonka, Bloomington, Excelsior, St. Paul, and Woodbury. That's the weekly planner. Listen for updates.
Zone 105 with 20 years of alternative classics all on one station.
Gucci Boochies.
Right about now.
It's oh so quiet.
No, it's not.
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia.
Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch and dinner and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home.
20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone.
Wow.
105.
Zone 105. KZNR Lakeville. KZNZ Cambridge. KZNZ Edenville. This is Zone 105.
It's Loveline with the ladies' man, Tim Meadows.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, I tried to squeeze something into that slot, and I'm usually unsuccessful, but I think that one kind of worked. Coming out this Friday, by the way, the 13th. Lucky Friday?
Yeah.
The 13th. And, something I was thinking about, Tim is on a grind. He's, of course, this week is going to be doing a lot of promotions and staying up all night and getting up early in the morning and
shopping malls,
flying back and forth to East Coast and West Coast and all that kind of stuff. And I thought to myself, you know, that's all good and well, but don't you think if the movie's good and it's well received, it'll do good business?
Yeah.
I mean, what you're doing can't hurt.
It can't hurt, definitely.
You're wrong.
I mean, I don't know. I think they figure, you know, there's audiences that you might miss. Like, there could be a million people that listen to this show that don't watch SNL or whatever. So they...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just trying to... I'm trying to do my part to... They gave me a lot of money to make this movie, and...
Right. You got to back it up.
I got to back it up.
Right. Our audience is not a... they're a matinee group. They have weekdays off, normally daytimes, and they don't have the $8 to be strolling in on a Friday night. All right, so that is Drew. That is Tim Meadows. Billy D. Williams will be in here around that. I'm going to get him to sing the Brian song theme so I can start crying on the air for everybody. If I hear 2 bars of that goddamn song, I'd break down.
I love Brian Bigelow. I was going to say you should play that speech from Brian's song.
I swear to God, if I can get him to do 2 words from that speech, I'll start.
Have it typed out. Have it sitting right in front of him. Have him read it.
Got to pull that off the internet. Yeah, when Billy D got up there in front, Brian Piccolo, it was a made-for-TV movie from like 1970. It's a true story, and that's what I think that's what got me. And it was about a football player. I think that got me, too. Brian Piccolo is a fullback for the Chicago Bears who died of cancer.
There was also footage in the film about, you know, actual footage of the two playing together.
So. Right. Gale Sayers taking back a kickoff for 95 yards and all that. And when he gave that speech to the locker room about Brian Piccolo being sick and how he loved Brian Piccolo, that was it. I remember I was trying to hold it together because my dad was sitting next to me on the sofa, and I was thinking, I got, you know, it's kind of funny, you're 8, 7 years old, and you're thinking, I got to be a man. No way am I going to let Pop see me balling.
Your dad in his leisure suit.
Yeah, my dad with hair bigger than the ladies' man. Collar out to, actually, my dad's collar went out past each side of the sofa. I had to sit under it like a tent.
It's like wings.
My dad was great because he got divorced. I think my dad and mom got divorced. Must have been like 71, 72. And my dad, who had dressed like Fred McMurray from My Three Sons for the last 20 years, was now a single dude in L.A. And he had to get some new threads and make the scene, you know, because he's a bachelor now. Right. So I remember he went out to God knows where, and he made the scene. And, yeah, I'm looking at the picture of the ladies' man on the cover of the packet, and, yeah, it's about right. My dad had a pair of slacks that laced up in the front and in the back. He had himself like an Afghan shirt, and he wore clear glasses, you know, non-prescription. Yeah, hair out here. I think he actually had the pick with the fist on it.
Oh, wow.
Although they didn't make picks with a lot of other stuff on it. You know what I mean? They were going to make, like, the white guy pick.
Right.
They make the black guy pick, the black one with the fist on it. And he had the pick because he had the ladies' man type hair. And he really had a look. I think he had some I think he had some platform shoes.
Mm-hmm.
He really had it going on.
I remember my father, it was sort of the same thing. The worst thing my father ever wore was hot pants for men.
Oh,
really? It was the worst.
Oh.
They were like crushed velvet burgundy short shorts, and it came with a jacket that was like it was like a tail, like tails, like a formal jacket.
Oh my god!
It was the worst outfit ever.
Was he like a DJ at a roller rink or what did he do?
No, he was a janitor at a hospital in Detroit, but you know he liked to get slick on the weekends and go out. But for some reason, like, these hot pants, they were like, popular, like, a short fashion trend for men, probably lasted a month.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And they actually had, I know I'm not imagining this, but they had, instead of pantyhose, they had manyhose.
No.
So that it was like nylons for men.
The 70s sucked.
It was horrible. Yeah, it was horrible. I know. What a time. Oh, my God. Think about that. Think about what guys were wearing.
My God.
Yeah. And think about that poor son of a bitch. And thank God my grandma still has some pictures of him, some slides that pop up every once in a while with the hair all over the place and the pants with the laces on both sides. Yeah, that's looking good.
Yeah.
John?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah, I'm Tim Meadows' biggest fan.
Oh, hey, thanks, man.
No, hold on. Tim Meadows is Tim Meadows' biggest fan. How dare you?
I'm Tim Meadows Jr. What are you talking about?
Tell us why you love Tim Meadows so much.
Yeah, me and my friend, we like watch his show all the time on SNL. I was wondering if you had like a greatest hit thing coming out on video.
Yeah, actually we do. They had the best of Tim Meadows. You know, when I say that, it sounds like I'm talking about Tide or Evian Water or something.
Right.
They had a Best of Tim Meadows, and it's coming out on video in like a few weeks, I think.
And pick that up.
Will I advertise on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, probably. I think you better get it at like Blockbuster video stores or whatever.
And also like maybe on Comedy Central when they do the reruns and stuff like that.
Right.
All right.
I got a bad grade because of you in class. Mr. Meadows.
What happened?
Like, we were supposed to do a monologue, and, like, I didn't do it, so she made me go up there anyways, and I did my own little, you know, ladies' man thing, and, like, I got an F.
Well, you shouldn't be saying Wang in class.
Oh, yeah, I know. I did the whole Viagra bit, but
it's
pretty funny, though. And we did it. We have a video we made, too.
Wow.
Tim Meadows, like, I don't know. I was Tim Meadows, and we taught this guy who's a pimp in training. So we did that. It was pretty funny.
Do a little ladies man for us, John.
Well, I wouldn't want to do the ladies man with Tim Meadows in my presence, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's pretty good.
Like, the other day, someone came into our store and they bought Cavassier, so I started laughing. Pretty funny.
That's great.
Yeah, I wonder if sales of Cavassier have gone up now that with the with the popularity of the ladies' man.
No, they. We have not gotten one free bottle of Cavassier.
Really?
Yeah. I think they're trying to distance themselves from
us. Seems like bad marketing to me. Jose?
Yeah, hello?
Hey.
Yeah, I have a little problem, but I'd like to ask you the question.
Yeah, all right.
Every time I'm, like, near some friends or whatever, my hands start to sweat, my palms.
Near some friends?
Yeah, not near people, you know.
Anytime you get anxious talking to people.
Yeah.
Well, that's called hyperhidrosis, which just means sweaty palms. And there's some creams you can use for that, and sometimes they can even ablate the certain part of the nervous system that regulates sweating.
Yeah, but he's not going to get surgery for that. Hey, Jose?
Yeah.
And why do you get nervous around people, I guess, is the question.
Know. Just like, I just notice my hands, you know. And
is it around girls or around everybody?
Practically everyone, you know. Sometimes I have a easier time with it, and sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
Are you afraid to shake hands with people?
Sort of.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. You get sweaty palms?
Yeah, I used to.
Yeah, well, don't
and I made start making a lot of money, and I got a lot of confidence in myself. Changed everything.
Well, plus you use some hundreds to mop up the sweat on a sponge, you'd wipe himself down with a $100 bill and then shake hands.
I still have a problem with my ass, though.
My ass, what the last
thing? It's being out in Los Angeles does not make it easier either.
With the heat?
Yeah, yeah.
You got to make more money.
Adam's got
your ass.
Adam wears a belt on his ass. That's why it sweats.
How dare you?
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, like okay. A merkin is hair for the front. What would hair an askin?
A pelt.
A pelt. Yeah, I got a little sweat on my ass. I'm not ashamed to admit it. Yeah, you know, if you sit like you sit in a vinyl seat on a hot day in a car and you don't have air conditioning, wearing a pair of slacks.
Forget it.
Oh yeah, yeah, it'll show through. Hey Jose.
Yeah.
Hey, don't worry about it.
No.
Huh? No big deal. A lot of guys have that.
Yeah, but what if you're like near a girl, you know, trying to hold her hand, you know?
You know what I used to do is wipe my hands on my pants before I would touch something or somebody.
Yeah. And what about Drew? What about? And I'm a guy who sweats a lot, as you know, right?
Yeah, right.
And I've thought about this deodorant for different body parts or antiperspirant for different body parts.
Right.
What's wrong with a cream that does this? I mean, they
have Durex.
Yeah, but that's a prescription thing.
Right.
What I'm saying is when you turn around antiperspirant, it's like aluminum diphosphate, whatever, sulfite, whatever. That's the active stop sweating ingredient, right?
Right.
But it smells like Old Spice and it's white. What about having that just come in a clear cream that you could rub on your hands before you went out on a date or rub
or
on
you
your forehead or you could
they're clear versions out there.
What about taking some of that?
Try it.
Taking a clear antiperspirant and rubbing it on your hand.
Try it.
You know that's not going to work, though, right? Okay. You're saying try it?
Try it.
All right. William?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I was at a party last night, and I had sex with this girl, you know, and I forgot to wear a condom, but I didn't ejaculate because I was walked in on.
Who walked in on you?
Actually, the person who was having the party.
Nice.
And, like, the person who was having the party, their mom walked in on us.
Really?
Yeah.
What room were you in?
It was, like, a storage room, you know?
Storage room?
Yeah. And, so...
Who was stored in there?
He was storing his penis in this girl's vagina for the winter.
No, it was just, like, some couches and stuff, you know?
I see.
And,
like every storage room has.
So we were just in there, and so she walked in on us, but it wasn't like she walked in on us right when we were finishing, you know, or whatever. Like, so she didn't really see us any or anything.
Okay, but the point is you didn't ejaculate.
Yeah, but I still want to know, like, is it possible for her to get pregnant?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what are you going to do?
Well, that's sort of why I called you.
Do you know the girl?
Yeah.
Is she your girlfriend?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, well, why don't you get her to take that morning after pill?
Yeah, like the bigger thing is, the bigger thing problem is like not having protection, period.
In the first place.
Yeah, I mean, for diseases, I mean, that would be my biggest concern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what about that?
Especially when you're in a storage room and, you know, not...
I know. I just didn't plan on it happening that night, and I just didn't think, you know.
Yeah.
No, I understand. And also, you're like me. You don't want to jinx yourself with birth control.
Yeah.
Don't people carry rubbers and wallets like they used to in the 50s?
The 50s?
was like, that's what they used to do.
Hey, William?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to start using condoms if you're going to be having her. Get her on the pill.
Yeah.
And then you got to get her this morning after pill.
Uh-huh. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I was talking to some people about it.
How are you going to get it?
I don't know. If it's something like this, I'll just go right into the store and get it. And the store that's around there, I know she lives around.
Where do you live?
In L.A. area.
Yeah, well, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, I do.
No.
Look. Yeah.
You need a prescription.
Oh, I do?
Yeah, it's very important.
You've got to try Planned Parenthood or call a doctor or take an emergency room, and you only have 72 hours with which to do that.
I got a hypothetical question for you, Drew.
Right.
What percentage of folks who are against the 2-week waiting period for handguns are for a non-prescription for this birth control, for this morning after?
Yeah,
I may have tangled that explanation up, but you know what I'm saying?
That if you are more for guns, are you also against the morning after pill?
I it was sort of a rhetorical question. I would bet you the people that argue vehemently about why we don't need the 2-week waiting period for a handgun or 2 month or 3 week or whatever it is would argue for the prescription for this morning after pill and argue why 14-year-olds like William over here couldn't just walk in and go get it for themselves.
And yet, as you and I have talked about, the people on the right tend to be, if you convince them that it's for the good of the health of the young people, they drop their BS more likely than...
Yeah, that's when they're drunk after they've just given the speech.
Okay.
It doesn't get worked into the speech. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
All right, thank you very much. Here we go. William.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute, we just talked to you. I'm sorry. I want to talk to Michelle. Michelle?
Hi.
You're 20. What's going on?
Well, what's going on is that I'm having trouble enjoying or getting to climax when my boyfriend is penetrating. And doing so, I really try to get into it. I try to mentally, because I know it's all mental.
Yeah.
I start trying to, like think about what's going on, but I only enjoy it once he's, like, going down on me.
Yeah, that's about half of all women.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't stand that. You know,
why?
I really...
Let me tell you, that's half of three-quarters of women, which makes 75% of 100%, right?
Yeah. Why is that?
Okay.
Why is that driving you so crazy?
Because I'm a very sexual person. I'm the kind of person that would like to, you know, I enjoy trying to entice my boyfriend. I want to make him happy. Mm. I want to, you know, I'm sexual, but I can't. The reason it drives me crazy is because I want to enjoy it too. I want to, you know, it's like I know that feeling of climaxing, but why when I'm, you know, having sex, when I'm doing intercourse, I just feel I should, you know? And what makes it worse too is that he goes really fast.
Well, ask him, like, just slow down.
Yeah, well, I...
No, you mean he orgasms real fast.
He orgasms really fast.
I see.
Not that his ass moves at hyperspeed, right? So,
yeah.
All right, so maybe if he could hold out for a little while, you might have an orgasm?
Yeah, well, maybe, but you know what? Sometimes it gets to the point where I'm like, well, I don't think this is going to happen, so I think I should just let him go and I'm done, you know? I give up, you know, and...
Well, wait a minute, but I thought he comes real fast.
Well, he does. But see, I try to enjoy it while he's going, you know, while we're having intercourse.
What's the longest he's able to sustain?
Jeez, I would say maybe 10 minutes.
And even with that, you get sort of bored with it after a while?
Yeah.
So it's not about his sustaining.
Well.
Now, well, let me explain. Hold on a second. 10 minutes. 10 minutes is...
Not including the foreplay.
10 minutes is 3 rounds of boxing. with the break in between, or actually, that kicks you up to 11. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is it that long? Because, you know, the average Tyson fight's only a round or so.
Okay, then you know what? Now that I think about it, it's more real, like a 3-second.
Oh, my God.
No, really.
How'd you like to get downgraded 7,000%? You know what I mean? That's your biggest nightmare. It's like... How long's Adam good for? 45 an hour. How long? 25 seconds?
Not really, yeah.
See, you know the thing about, and let me tell you what, I have to explain time and distance to women all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is where they have trouble. This is why they can't parallel park. You understand? Because I, you know, I said, tell your woman all the time, listen, that van, it's a mile behind us. Go ahead and pull it. I'll never make it. I can't even see what kind, I can't even tell what color that van is from here. Just go ahead and pull into the curb. No way, I'll never make it. So you have 80 feet in front of you and 100 feet behind you. I'll never make it. Women, and they do this with time, too. 10 minutes. Like, we all, Drew, if you got a, you know when you got a man in you?
That's why this is 8 inches, and that was 10 minutes.
Right. Good thing. I know it's good, but, I mean, if some guy is plowing you for 10 straight, that's a wow.
Yeah.
That's a Stairway to Heaven twice. Or Stairway to Heaven and maybe like Love Me Do or something. I don't know how long Stairway to Heaven is. The point is that's a pretty long stint.
Wait a minute. 10 minutes is a long time?
Okay, now wait a minute now. And hold on now, Tim. I know this is sounding bad for me.
I'm just surprised that you guys are like, yeah, it's just 8 minutes. But he's trying to perspective how long 10 minutes actually is perceived.
Yeah.
You may think it's going 10 minutes, but maybe 3.
Yeah, what I'm saying is if a woman is complaining about her man coming very quickly,
it's not 10 minutes.
It ain't 10 minutes.
Right.
It may be 10 minutes from the time he takes his pants off, goes down on her, screws around for a while, puts his thumb in her butt, and gets in and gets out. And 10 minutes from the time he unzips his pants till he's standing in front of the refrigerator, smelling his fingers. That's 10 minutes, but not 10 minutes inside of her. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Thanks for clearing that up.
All right. All right. So, Michelle?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a shorter period of time that he's inside of you.
Yeah.
All right. So.
And maybe if that would last a little longer, maybe you could have your orgasm.
You know, it's the point where I'm trying to put two and two together. Okay. Maybe if he's going too fast, maybe that's the reason, or maybe I just can't seem to get into it. I'm very self-conscious.
No.
I don't know.
Okay. Here's the deal. You're 20 years old, and most women don't have a vaginal orgasm, as they say, at 20.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sorry, she's devastated.
Well, I know, because she's a very sexual person. Except for every time her boyfriend gets on her, she's thinking about enjoying it instead of enjoying it.
Trying to enjoy it, yeah.
Yeah, just because you got a pair of stiletto heels and wear too much mascara doesn't make you a real sexual person.
Okay. Any advice, though? Anything that might be able to...
Well, I think you need to stop thinking about enjoying it.
Okay.
Just be in a moment.
Yeah, dim the lights a little, put some music on, have a glass of red wine, and see if you can get into it a little bit.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You got to lose yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Punch him in the face.
Oh, Tim.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
I'll think of you when...
Yeah.
You know.
I got a better plan. Tell your boyfriend to think of Tim, see if he can add 10 minutes. Thinking of the ladies' man. All right. We will take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll talk to Allison, who doesn't want to end up like her mom, who's a slut. That's fantastic. And, Drew, I've heard you say the same thing about you and your mother. Is that true? No. After this.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Well, we can all feel a little better about the world we live in. There's now an adult bookstore in Minneapolis that doesn't make you feel like you've walked into a sleazy dungeon complete with sticky floors and 20-year-old merchandise. They're called Lickety Split, and recently they were chosen by City Pages as the Twin Cities' premier adult book and video store. But you probably knew that. After all, adult entertainment is the in thing these days. And Lickety Split is a big reason why. The store is extremely clean and well-lit, making you feel comfortable while you shop to satisfy your wild cravings. They have an extensive collection of magazines, toys, and videos, including novelty items for everyone. Lickety Split also has an excellent collection of sexy clubwear and dancewear for amateurs and professionals. Open 24 hours, Lickety Split is located next to Rick's Cabaret at 251 3rd Avenue South.
Parking is convenient and nearby. Let your daddy's dirty little bookstore rest in peace. Lickety-Split is the adult adventure store for your generation.
Backed by popular demand to fill the shortage of skilled IT professionals, IT Career Night. Tuesday, October 17th at Premier Computer Education. It's an action-packed evening you won't want to miss. Premier is number one for today's computer training and offers three cutting-edge facilities, Edina, Roseville, and Maple Grove. Call today to RSVP for IT Career Night at 952-831-2960. Check out IT Career Night Tuesday, October 17th. You'll quickly find Premier isn't like other training centers.
Premier staff created a learning plan just for me. I choose my own schedule and develop hands-on industry experience in Premier's live break-fix computer network lab.
Over 400 hot classes to choose from. That's right, hands-on training and networking with Windows 2000 and all other Microsoft products. Cisco, certified internet webmaster, e-commerce, programming, Oracle, and more. Classes are starting soon.
Don't miss IT Career Night. Call Premier now at 952-831-2960. That's 952-831-2960. Or RSVP at www.premiertraining.com.
While the Shane Company is always expanding its jewelry mix, in point of fact, our single greatest strength remains our bridal business. Engagement rings and wedding sets are what we're famous for, and we sell to every customer type imaginable, from young customers just starting out to couples trading up into older couples getting married or remarried. Our buyers understand the style preference differences of this diverse customer base. Whether you're spending a few $100s or many thousands at the Shane Company with our huge selection, you'll find the bridal jewelry you seek. Our quality standards protect you because we understand how important this purchase is. When you see our selection, many of the styles being unique to us, you'll see why we're the best choice for your bridal set.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Face it, in today's job market, only the really great opportunities are worth looking into. Go ahead, look into this. Office Depot, a worldwide leader in the office products industry, is currently hiring full and part-time local delivery drivers for their Egan, Roseville, and Plymouth locations. And here's the deal. The payment rate, $11.05 an hour to start. And the benefits? Office Depot offers medical, dental, vision, and life insurance plans. Paid vacations, holidays, personal and sick days, a company match 401k plan, an employee stock purchase plan, tuition assistance, and much more. If you're enthusiastic, hardworking, dependable, and have a clean driving record, and a high school diploma or GED, then Office Depot wants to talk to you. Call toll free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 1-800-655-3275, extension 1090. Number again, 1-800-655-3275, extension 1090. Become a part of Office Depot's winning team today. 1-800-655-3275, extension 1090. Office Depot, an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, this is Ben, overnights on Alternative Classic Zone 105. Now, since you're already up this late, why don't you just hang on all night with me? I'm up after midnight. I've got 20 years of alternative classics, 80s flashbacks, and a whole lot of love. Just ask yourself this. Do you really like your job? I mean, do you?
20 years of alternative classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Hey, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Kim Meadows is here tonight, a.k.a. Leon Phelps, the ladies' man. Coming out this Friday, the 13th, this movie's got, let me see who else is in this. Billy Dee Williams is in this, and who the hell
Tiffany else? Amber Thiessen.
Right.
Who's now Tiffany Thiessen.
Well, drop the Amber.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Who else? Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell's a real funny guy.
The funniest dude I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's very talented.
Really, really funny dude.
Watching him on Saturday Night Live. He's very stellar. Very stellar. And who else?
We have some other cameos in it, too. Mark McKinney, Kevin McDonald from Kizna Hall.
Right.
Who else? I don't know who else.
Well, you got the...
I've only seen the movie once.
The Earl Watson.
Earl Watson?
Oh, wait, is he editor?
Editor.
Oh, he's editor. Well, listen.
He shouldn't be in the movie.
People enjoy Earl Watson's work.
Our
We have a very discerning crowd that listens to this show. Or are they just stone 14-year-olds? I can't remember. But they know of Watson. They know his work as an editor. They know he's worked on, they know he's worked on...
House Party.
Yeah, he's worked on House Party.
House Party, too.
Yeah, most of them know him from Boomerang.
Yeah.
Fast-paced action sequences in that film.
Yeah.
Beautiful editing.
Huh?
All right. Take ourselves a little. Talk to Allison. Allison.
Yeah.
You 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I kind of have this fear of becoming my mother.
I see.
And why is that fearful?
Because I don't want to be a slut. She's not anymore, but she was.
Well, how was she a slut?
During the course of her marriage to my father, she cheated on him several times.
I see.
And to hear her talk now, because we used to live in California, she was talking to her friend the other day and stuff, and she's just like, as until Jenny, how I slept with... Hey, shut up, John. Sorry, my roommate. They're listening to me on the radio.
I see.
Anyway.
She was telling her friend what?
How she slept with?
She would talk about how, walking down the streets of San Francisco, you'd point out on a guy and she'd say she'd sleep with him, or would have slept with him.
That's nice.
So, yeah.
It's nice to overhear your mom talking that way.
Yeah, it's great.
All right.
Did you say anything to her when you heard her talk like that?
No, I just laugh at it and accept it because I don't know how to deal with it.
Are your parents still married?
No, no.
Is your mom an addict?
She was at one time.
Yeah, it sounds like she's a sex addict.
No. And
yes, that's what sex...
No. She.
That's what sex addicts do, Allison.
Well, wait a minute. You mean they're addicted to a substance and to sex?
Look,
85% of addicts are also sex addicts.
Really?
85%.
Got to take one of those meetings.
It didn't help that my father was in the Navy and was away all the time. I mean, I know that.
But okay. Listen, this thing of going down the street and wanting to sleep with anybody is a sex addict.
Okay, well, hold on. Why is this so important that you convince the poor woman's daughter?
First of all, why did I magically know she was a sex, that she was an addict?
Well, because everyone who calls this show's parents are junkies. Allison, we don't let them through. That's a screening process. Was your mom a junkie? No? I'm sorry. Let's put you on hold. So, listen.
Well,
all you have to do is keep your legs shut for a couple months at a time, and you'll be fine, right?
Or are you an addict?
I've had sex with two guys.
That's fine.
Well, no, because I lost my virginity 2 months ago to a guy I had just met the week before.
All right, but you're 19.
Yeah, and that ended because I slept with his friend. But I rationalized it all, and it just doesn't seem right.
So you have no momentum with any drugs or alcohol yourself?
No. I know you always... You always go back into the background of childhood. I mean, I was molested, but I don't know if that would have anything to do with it.
Who molested you?
A neighbor. No, when I was 3, it was my babysitter.
Right.
And then when I was 8, it was my neighbor's boyfriend. And then when I was 12, my stepdad used to pretend like me.
Allison?
Wow.
Hold on a second. First off, everyone's played that game with his stepdad. My stepdad, John, and I did that. He was an electronics engineer over at Lockheed. We used to do that stuff.
Sure. What'd you call it?
Citizen. We just call it the BF game. We'd say it. I can't say the whole thing on the air. Yeah.
Well, Allison certainly didn't hold back.
No. Hey, Allison?
Yeah?
Where'd you go to finishing school? Okay, we're on the radio, right, Screwball?
I forgot.
Okay, so your stepdad used to
pretend
to sodomize you.
Well, we would be wrestling and stuff, and the thing would be to we'd be wrestling on the bed because he used to watch us while my mom was at work, and I stayed with her on the weekends.
I see.
And my sister would be there.
Mm-hmm. And he'd pretend and.
Because I didn't know what it was, and he would grab my behind. I'd be holding onto the corner of the bed, and he'd grab me by the hips and pull me up against his pelvic region several times.
Well, now to be fair to him, he was probably just simulating doggy.
Yeah,
let's
be fair.
Let's be fair.
I mean, understandable.
I'm saying, let's until we hear his side of the story with the BF. Let's not railroad the guy. Let's not jump to any conclusions here. It was probably just doggy.
Everyone else likes him, so I mean, mom's still with him. So.
All right, well, listen, Allison, here's the deal. You're not going to turn out like your mom. I'm sorry.
Right.
Josh.
She's got the history.
I'm trying to convince her she's not going to turn out like her mom. You're very angry at your mom, and the reason you have the right to be angry at your mom because of she was a horrible mother, and she remarried some guy who would do the BF game with you while he was watching you. Now, I understand you got a ton of anger at your mom, and you focus it in this sort of slut way and all this kind of thing, but that's more the issue than whether you're going to turn out like your mom. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I mean, but I don't know.
Although you have reason to be concerned, your history is sort of a setup for sexual compulsivity.
All right, but she's 19, she has sex with two guys.
And mom's an addict, she has about a 50% chance of inheriting that gene. So those two things could create some very powerful energy.
Okay, but at age 19...
She's done okay.
It would have reared its head by now.
Don't you think? I would think so.
Although, you know, I never popped a prescription pill or took a sip of booze, really.
And now look.
Until my... I'm like Elvis now.
Yeah,
I swear to Christ, and I was fine before I met Drew.
The momentum can keep going.
Before I met Drew. Interesting.
That's the problem.
It's never too late, is what I'm saying. I swear to God, I probably drank two bottles of red wine in my entire life up until about 3 years ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I sit here and preach at you about the consequences of all that, and you just go away.
It doesn't affect me, man. As a matter of fact, I'm funnier when I'm high. I drive better and I'm funnier. Those are two things I do better when I'm high. All right, brother? And you're bringing me down, and I can replace your ass. Because I know you've been plotting with Ann to get rid of me, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hear things.
Ann.
Oh, yeah. And don't play Miss Happy Puss with me. I know what's going on. And Anderson, you're not out of the woods either. I know what all of you are doing. Don't think I don't know.
Come on, don't be such a pussy.
I keep an eye on all of you. I got my ear to the ground, man. Ann?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
I want to say, first of all, I respect all your opinions. You guys got the best show on.
Well, thanks.
I want to tell Drew that I respect his opinion. And
well, hold on a second, Drew.
Yeah.
Apparently, Dan respects your opinion.
That's
good.
That's nice.
All right.
Well, the morning after pill is going to be within like testing phases in certain states right now because a recent article came out. So that's a plus for it. But
you talking about
morning after pill or are you 46?
A morning after pill.
Which wait a minute. Are you talking about emergency contraception, or are you talking about RU486?
I know about RU486, but then the emergency contraception is going to be in testing phase for over-the-counter release in California.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Great.
It's about time.
Yeah.
But I want to say that the FDA made a publishing when they released it that it has prohibits implantation as well.
It has the potential of doing that. That they can't rule out that as a potential of how it works. Which, by the way, if you read your birth control pill, that's how the birth control pill works too. And by the way, there are three anti-inflammatories out there that are used routinely on women of childbearing age that also have the same potential. Now, are you going to eliminate all those things too because of that potential?
My God, you should, yes.
If you go read the science, Dan, what you'll find is that the effectiveness of that hormone after pill correlates precisely, with its ability to suppress ovulation.
You sound like the professor from the Gilligan's Island. Talk that way. You know when he would whip up that mumbo-jumbo about another? You ever watch your professor now
a coconut,
as an adult and you hear him talking and you go, oh, my God, he's full of crap. We talk about generating power from the coconuts and how we could fire up the weather balloon and that could float Gilligan on some sort of Gulf Stream air current to save to the mainland of China in almost no time. You know, it was always like nonsense.
Yes.
But you didn't know it. Now you know it.
You know what?
Turns out that whole show is fiction. Dan?
Yeah, well, the morning after the contraception.
Okay, all right. Listen, aren't you late for some kind of D&D rally or something?
I never touched a game before.
Dan, how about you? Well, here's my point. Here's the thing I said. Wait a minute.
Here's what people don't understand.
Okay, but here's what I find ironic, and that's the problem with the United States. The guys who know the most about it need it the least. Dan ain't getting laid for a good 100 years.
He's doing a lot of reading now.
Oh, yeah.
Studying up.
He is the most prepared guy in the world. He's never going to use it.
It'll be like the conversation on the first date with a girl. So let's talk about the morning after pill.
I took the liberty of putting some in your mashed potatoes while you're at the bathroom. I hope that suits you. What? Where are you leaving? Hmm. All right. Listen, Dan.
Huh?
Are you a virgin?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Shocking! So it's like you're an expert on this, but yet you don't need it, right?
Well, I'm doing a report on it.
I would suggest you go, if you're doing a report, I suggest you go look at the primary documents and you'll see.
I did look at the documents. I went to the emergency contraception website and they said that.
You go to the primary studies.
Yeah, the primary studies from the FDA, too.
Not on the website.
Oh, for sure.
You'll actually pull the studies.
No, I went to the journals, too.
All right.
And what you'll see is...
Let
me discuss it with him.
I want to get more of a profile.
And what you'll see is that's one of the things that they put down as a potential. Now, if you go read about other contraceptives, they have the same potential. And I suggest you go look up Mobic and Vioxx and Celebrex, which are very commonly prescribed anti-inflammatory, and you'll see they do the same thing.
Good. Hey, Dan...
Well, I'm just saying the argument comes from people thinking that the fertilizer...
Right. They think that. They think that. If they believe that, then they should outlaw those anti-inflammatories and all oral contraceptives. Right. And if they do that, I have no argument with them because that would be philosophically consistent. But if you're going to take a potential problem and eliminate a very effective contraception because of its potential of doing that, then you're making a big mistake, I think.
Shut Drew's mic off, please.
Well, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just putting that out on the table.
All right, let's talk. Is this an oral report?
Huh? No, it's the writing report.
I see. And what about just doing one on the Phantom toll booth like I did? Do you think that'd be easier?
I think I slept through the doldrums on that.
Oh.
Ooh.
You're not making fun of Toc, the dog with the clock in his belly, are you?
You were 14.
Let me give everyone a tip. The only book I ever read was The Phantom Toll Booth through my scholastic years, and I read it in like the fifth or sixth grade, or somebody read it to me or something. I got 9 reports out of that book. People, you got to write book reports. It's not like you got the same teacher next year. You know what I mean? And then when you get into high school, it's a whole new set of teachers. You get many, many reports. And I'm not saying hand in the same report. Hone it. Sure, the one you turned in Mrs. Parker's class in the fifth grade is not going to be good enough for Mr. Bernal's class in the 10th grade. You got to punch it up a little bit. And that's what I did. I made rock soup. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
That's how I got where I am.
Yeah.
Right. I was immediately able to enter the carpet cleaning business after high school. No waiting. You see what I mean?
And you were sort of recommended over into ceramics at that point.
Yeah, that's where my counselor recommended ceramics as a major. For me, it wasn't one of the prouder moments of my parents. Yeah. Your son, what are you majoring in? Ceramics? All right, so that's good. So what's the difference between a pinch pot and a coil pot? Well, I mean, you got time? Sit down. Oh, yeah. All right. Dan, I knew Dan was a virgin because Dan was 19 and sounded like, what, 13? Guys, Tim, I always say guys' voices change, and not even so much their voice, but just sort of their cadence changes once they start getting late. Because we talked to 11-year-olds on this show.
Sound 53.
Yeah, they sound like Barry White.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. So this finger in my bitch. Well, she's in the fifth grade. She's a tight piece of ass, so. A lot of people say she could be in the sixth. I think she's held back a bit, but saw hair on her.
And then you have guys like Dan.
You got Dan. It's like, hold on. Oh, sorry, I got my bow tie in my mouth. Hold on. I got excited. I inhaled too hard. The bow tie went in my mouth. All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. Tim Meadows is our guest. Ladies' Man coming out this Friday. That's right. And we'll be back after this. 1-800-LOVE-191. This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Muriel, could you come out to the garage for a minute?
What is it now, Roy?
I want you to smell the car.
Look, Roy, the new car smell is gone, and there's nothing you can do about it.
But I really like that smell.
Well, you know, Roy, there are more important things.
Like what?
Like making sure the car runs smoothly. We have 38 more payments, and it would be nice if the car was still worth something when we paid it off.
Well, it would be even nicer if it still had that smell.
Yeah. Look, just take it up to Precision Tune Auto Care.
Can they fix the smell?
No.
Oh.
But they can change the oil, check the brakes, do the diagnostics, and all the scheduled service.
Can I ask about the smell?
No. Just ask them about their 12-month, 12,000-mile guarantee.
Do you think that covers car smell? Muriel? Well, do you?
Want your car to run like new? Keep it going with Precision Tune Auto Care.
From diagnostics and repair to scheduled maintenance, Precision Tune Auto Care is the one stop for all your car care needs. To be connected to the Precision Tune Auto Care nearest you, dial Car Care, 651-227-2273, and keep it going.
I'm Doug Spence, and if you're just starting to shop for your diamond engagement ring, here's why you should visit Spence Diamonds. First of all, our selection of ring designs is massive, easily the largest in the state. Also, our product knowledge is second to none. After all, diamonds are all we carry. And third, at Spence Diamonds, our prices on quality certified diamonds are guaranteed to be the absolute best. And you'll see that if you check us out at SpenceDiamonds.com. Remember, Spence Diamonds handles both diamond cutting and ring manufacturing in-house. Our advanced cutting technology allows us to cut beautiful, high-quality diamonds in a very cost-effective manner. We can afford to pass exceptional prices on to you. Visit SpenceDiamonds.com for examples of current prices, then visit our stores in Roseville or Bloomington for selection, product know-how, and the guaranteed best diamond value.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds, in Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center, and in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5. It's back. Get ready to save like never before.
The Supercomputer Sale
returns to the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Up to 80 dealers.
Millions of dollars in inventory.
Up to 80% off. For 3 days only this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hardware, software, accessories, and more. Canon, HP, IBM, Microsoft, Intel, Gateway, Compaq, and others. Computers from $99. Notebooks from $199. New used overstocks and closeouts. Most items new with full warranty. Some of the lowest prices in motherboard, memory, CPUs, and more. Featuring free hourly seminars all 3 days. For more info, click on SupercomputerSale.com. Thousands of computer systems in stock. Petty and free system upgrades only $399. Printers from $49. 70-inch monitors from $99. Scanners from $49. The biggest selection of CD-ROM software. Over 20,000 new titles. For 3 days only this Friday, 10 to 9. Saturday, 10 to 7. Sunday, 10 to 5. Bring a canned food donation and receive $1 off the door.
The biggest computer liquidation ever.
Software for 99 cents.
The Supercomputer Sale.
Join me, JP, at the Supercomputer Sale this Saturday from 1 to 4. Only at the State Fairgrounds Grandstand.
Do you feel like your career has gone offline? Well, get back online and on track for success through one of the high-tech programs at the Minnesota School of Business. Call 651-229-3600 and log on to a program in software development, network support, network systems engineer, or harness the power of the World Wide Web through our e-commerce program. And now you can even take some courses online. Minnesota is a leader in technology, and the demand for trained professionals in these fields is reaching all-time highs. Let the Minnesota School of Business be your gateway to success. Give us a call at 651-229-3600 or check out our website at www.msbcollege.com. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Call 651-229-3600. 651-229-3600. The Minnesota School of Business. A world of opportunity awaits you.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yeah, it is Bloodline. I'm Adam Carolla.
Now I understand where you guys get your sense of humor.
Tim Meadows is our guest tonight. We were just talking about not getting laid and the difference. See, here's the deal. When you become an adult and you hang around with a bunch of other adults and half of them or three-quarters of them are married or have steady boyfriends or girlfriends, everyone is having fairly regular sex, and if they're not, it's because they choose not to. But we were just talking during the break that when you're 15, 16, 17, out of a group of four or five guys, there's one guy usually who's getting a ton of tail, and then there's the other four who just want to hear about it. And it's such a big deal. I could remember my buddy Chris. I mean, on like a Friday night, he's heading up the hill. Where are you going? Go getting laid. Oh, tonight? Yeah. You going? Yeah. Oh. Oh. Wait. Can I go? No, dude. Why not? Well, because I'm getting laid. Oh. What's it like? It's good. Me and Zeb are going to make popcorn balls. You sure you don't want to hang out? Are you nuts? Now, come on, let me borrow your moped. Why? So you can get laid? Well, listen, you're one of us. Might as well one of us get laid. Let me borrow. They're probably your most. You know, and Tim was talking about that. The worst part is when you're not getting laid, your buddy's getting laid, and you're driving him up.
Yeah.
Like, dude's like, listen, drop me off. Give me about 45 minutes. Just listen to radio out in the car or something. But shut the engine off because I don't want to get in spin. You know, it's like you end up then, like, and get some paper towels or something. You know, it's like you end up being the guy who's chauffeuring around the guy who's getting laid. Or Tim was telling us about his friends, folks going out there, and his friends getting some in his house and Tim not getting any. My friends would use my room to have sex in, too.
Yeah.
Although I wasn't having any of it.
I thought they used your room to crap in.
Yeah, crapped in my room, too. Usually after the sex.
Crap.
And it was just horrible, humiliating.
It is like some sort of weird, pagan, bizarre ritual going on in your house.
Yeah, they used to like to leave a nice log in the toilet.
Toilet? I thought they'd be in your pillow or something.
Oh, well, that's happened, too. But you know how, certain Zorro had his calling card. You know, certain heroes have their calling card. My friend's a big dump in the toilet, and they're usually a Playboy or two spread out in sort of a half fan, you know, in front of the toilet. And I was like Tonto. I'd come in there, like, seat's still warm. He not long off. He no travel many moons. Yes, Duke. The Duke is still in one piece. Did not break up in water. He nearby. I smell him. Yes, it is fresh. All right. So now we're all getting laid. Fantastic. And Drew was getting some in high school, by the way. Larry?
Hey, what's up?
What is up?
Not much. I just wanted to congratulate Tim on a long career and long overdue on a feature film.
Oh, thanks a lot, man.
Hey, how's it feel, you know, seeing all those guys come and go and all those years on Saturday Night Live and finally getting your due?
It feels okay. I mean, you know, I've been very happy for my friends that have been successful and, you know, it's just part of the job.
How can the movie be any better than 2 or 3 minutes on Saturday night? That skit is so funny. You know, I'll be surprised if it's better, tell you the truth. I mean, I don't see how you can get it any better than what you do on Saturday Night Live.
Well, hold on, Larry, let me answer that question if you don't mind. It's like saying, how can this one fork full of delicious pie be any better? Well, here's the answer. You get the whole pie. You understand? You get a second bite.
Yeah.
And maybe a jug of milk to wash it down.
And you know what? You won't get sick of it either. just the right amount of pie to eat.
I probably haven't been out to see a new movie for some time, but I told my wife when I saw the commercial, I said, well, you can go with me if you want, but I'm going to this one. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you know, hope you like it.
Congratulations to Dr. Drew, you and Adam also, great show. I probably learned more about kids on this show than I have raised in 2 or 3, so keep it up. You know, I appreciate it.
All right, Larry.
Thanks a lot.
Take care of yourself.
Thanks.
Well, a rare, coherent, complimentary caller to Love Life. God bless him.
He's calling a different show.
Chase?
Hey, what's up, guys?
You're 21. What's going on?
Not so much. What's up, Tim?
Hi, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. I called you guys. I actually probably called a lot this year. But basically my thing is I stopped hanging around some of the same friends that I was hanging around and quit smoking weed for a second time this year. But basically I've been really depressed. I was depressed even when I was on it.
Sure, that's sort of typically what happens is you get real high like the third time you ever use it. Then you start thinking about it and using it every day thereafter. And somewhere between 1 and 10 years, it stops working. You start getting depressed, forgetful, anxious, sometimes panic.
You know, all that's happened, but it even happened. I mean, I've been depressed before I started smoking weed.
Well, it makes it worse. And then when you stop, then it can get really bad for about 6 months. So it's important if you're going to stop smoking pot that you do in a supervised way.
Well, I remember yesterday, I don't know if this has anything to do with the weed or stop to eat, I guess, or not hanging out with my friends or whatever, but I took like a whole bunch of sleeping pills yesterday.
Yeah, you got to talk to somebody because the incidence of suicide in the first 6 months of marijuana abstinence is surprisingly high.
Well, all right. Hey, Chase?
Yeah.
All right, get some help.
All right.
Well, watch The Ladies' Man on Friday, and forget your worries.
Talk to a psychiatrist,
an hour.
A psychiatrist who's used to dealing with addiction, okay?
Okay.
And now they can usually help you with this.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there any, basically I ended up throwing up at the end of the night, and I just wanted to know, is there anything that could have done to damage me inside or anything like that?
What were the pills you took?
Mostly they were Tylenol PM.
Tylenol, can be, I mean, you take a bunch of Tylenol, that is very dangerous. That is one of the most lethal ingestions you can take. So I actually suggest you go to emergency room right now and make sure your liver's okay, because your liver can shut down 3 days later.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. I mean, this is like critically important. You only have a certain number of hours which to get the antidote. And what they can do is measure the level of acetaminophen, Tylenol in your blood now, and sort of estimate what the peak levels were and determine how much of the antidote they can give you.
Are you a real doctor or just a love doctor?
Yeah. Well, that's a serious thing.
Okay, let me, all right, but he threw it up. How big a difference does that make?
No, maybe not much.
Well, should we ask him whether they were, when he threw up, could you make out the pills?
You know what? That happened before, but this time he didn't make out any pills or anything. And
I mean, it's very serious.
How many did you take?
There's about 24 in the bottle, so I think about like 12 or 13.
Yeah, 8 is enough to kill someone. So it really is.
Isn't that a Dick Van Patten sitcom?
No.
That's something else. 8 is enough. It's just 8 is enough. They chopped us. Originally, the working title was 8 is enough to kill someone. And then they just went, they just start calling it 8 is enough during the pilot, and eventually it just stuck.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
I do remember one thing you were talking about, the sports teams, how they always make up the teams.
Yeah, they make up the teams and they make up the colleges.
They usually don't make up the teams in baseball, though. That's the only sport that I've seen that they keep it real in.
They do, yeah. They do seem to be able to get away with that. I never see it in football or basketball.
On movies?
They do a movie and they'll use the Yankees or something.
Yeah.
They're talking about the Alan Alda, George Plimpton, yeah. Detroit Lions.
Paper Tiger?
When I say Paper Tiger?
No, it's Paper Lion.
Yeah, Paper Lion.
Yeah. I didn't cry when I saw that.
Yeah.
But I saw Brian's song. All right, we will take ourselves a little break. Ladies and man is our guest tonight. We'll be back after this.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Hello? Is anybody listening? Okay, for decades, tobacco companies have illegally targeted underage smokers. But don't take our word for it. Take theirs.
Go check it out. This is a memo from Brown and Williams and the makers of Cool Cigarettes. Quote, it's a well-known fact that teenagers like sweet products. Honey might be considered. End quote.
Honey. Memo from the makers of Newport. Quote, the face of our business is the high school student. End quote.
Memo from Philip Morris, makers of Marlboro. Quote, today's teenager is tomorrow's potential regular customer. End quote.
The sales report from Philip Morris, and I quote, sales outstanding, outstanding, outstanding. This account is located 2 blocks from high school. End quote.
If you want to hear more quotes from tobacco companies that prove they've targeted teens, go to tmvoice.com.
TM stands for Target Market.
That's us.
That's enough, guys. I gotta go.
If you are driven to be the best and want to be paid the best, ABC Radio Sales wants to talk with you about your future now. ABC Radio's business is helping local businesses achieve and exceed their goals, and our sales department has an amazing track record. If you are a commissioned salesperson seeking an opportunity to make an unlimited income with a company recognized for excellence and success, your time is now. Only qualified candidates will be interviewed. If you are interested in joining the ABC Radio Sales team, please see this station's website for more information. ABC Radio is an equal opportunity employer.
Eagle, come here!
Yes, master.
Boo! Ah, you know what time of year it is, don't you? It's time to get to the Fun Shop, your one-stop shop for all your Halloween gear.
Oh, yes.
The Fun Shop has hundreds of costumes for the young Disney characters. Pokemon! You like Pokemon, don't you, Eagle?
I love Pikachu.
And X-Men, the Powerpuff Girl.
Yes, cool.
Oh, yes, and for adults, inflatable sumo suits. And the Back to 70s look.
Yes.
They got everything! Wigs, masks, hats, props, makeup, too! Not supermarket stuff either! The real McCoy, like the Hollywood professionals, you!
Oh, I love the Fun Shop!
Igor, you can even rent a fog machine and haunt your own house!
Oh, yes, master!
Great prices on black lights, strobe lights, scary music, and more! Come have fun at the Fun Shop!
The Fun Shop in Southgale, Burnsville Center, Knollwood, Mall of America, and our newest location in Maplewood. Or shop online at funshop.com.
Until now, this is the sound of facial moisturizers. That sounds pleasant. Those are heavy waxes and thickeners, the stuff that leaves a greasy feeling on your face. That's Bioré Balancing Moisturizer, the powerful new way to moisturize that only feels right. Its unique lightweight foam delivers essential moisture that penetrates deep yet feels light on your face, whatever your skin type. Available in oil-free and normal to dry. Bioré Balancing Moisturizer. Clean. Honest.
What's your style? What's your passion? What do you love? What's your thing, the thing you choose to do instead of drugs? Whatever it is, that's your answer, drugs. Write it, speak it, film it, express it, then get it to us. Your idea may be used on national TV or featured on the web. Do it. Say something. Be heard. So, what's your anti-drug? Tell the world at whatsyouranti-drug.com or call 1-877-979-6300 for more information on how to get your anti-drug to us.
Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
If that's bad, then I want to be bad. I'm okay.
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free zone music at 9 a.m., just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. All right. Well, there you go. I want to thank Tim Meadows for coming in here and hanging out with us, even though he's got jet lag and he's on a grind.
Thank you very much for having me.
He's more awake now. I'm ready to do the next day. He's around the next day already.
I tell you what, Tim.
What happened?
We're going to go with the mic pad. We're going to do some blow and tell we got this VH1 thing about 9 a.m.
Yeah.
You'll just be hitting your stride by then. We'll play video games and do crank. Oh. You got to be out about 8:30, 8:45.
Yeah.
No problem.
I'll stay your place until about 6.
No problem.
And then we just go walk.
Yeah, watch the sun come up. I mean, it won't be a gay thing.
It's cool.
I mean, I'll just get you next morning. That's all. All right, the ladies' man coming out Friday the 13th. Billy D. Williams, the great Billy D. Williams will be here. The legendary Billy D. Williams will be in here tomorrow night to talk about what it's like being Billy D. Williams.
And the ladies' man.
And the ladies' man. So until next time, Sam Crow for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.